things like that all over the place, rare vines and things. But the insect, one thing and another, you see it, it's just gone. It just ain't nothing.
Did you ever grow sweet potatoes?
Yeah, we grow sweet potatoes all the time. That is when we farm it. Mm-hmm. Went into it pretty heavy one year, and the price, that kind of agent got us into it, going to sell them for, and we got two bits of hamper by hauling in town and paying a dime for a hamper put them in. So we just did break even on that. I built me a log house out here on the place, daubed it with mud, and cured potatoes for the public some, myself and them too, you see. I had several hundred bushel potatoes in there at one time. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever grow any squash?
Yeah, a few in the garden, just there. And pumpkins. If you see that top of the ground little pumpkin that grows like, and you cook it like a sweet potato, we got some in the garden there now. And have grown a good many of them. Mm-hmm. It looks just like a little pumpkin, and has seed like pumpkin, but they call it potato. When you cook it, it tastes like potato. It don't taste like pumpkin. Mm-hmm. I got one there in the pump house now. Mm-hmm. I save for seed. I think the wife and I have done pretty well considering anything. We come here without anything. She didn't have anything, and I didn't have anything. What little I had I come here, I put it in my head going to school, and put my time and my work all in there, you see, trying to go to school. And then we come. Let's see what she's saying. Neighbor died. Wife and his wife pretty close. He was a school teacher one time, and all crippled up in bad shape.
That's too bad.
He's starved in a nursing home up there, and helpless and unconscious right on the high level. Mm-hmm. Just bad shape.
That's too bad.
Well, maybe I better close this out and get through. I started to say, wife and I had done pretty well. We came here, as I told you, without anything. Went to work, paid for this place, raised three boys. Oldest and born in 22. And I showed you there, he went in service and stayed there about better than 3 years and came out with the rest of our little money he'd saved and went to Bowling Green, Kentucky, and took a higher accounting in Alderton. And finished up there and went to Memphis and went to work and got a business of his own, him and a partner up there, and doing good. He's doing good. Mm-hmm. The next boy was, this county agent was born in 29, 7 years after the other one was born. And he was my farmer. The oldest boy didn't care so much about farming. I pushed him as far as I could, and when he finished school, well, he was going to have to go in service. So I raked up the money and sent him down to Hattiesburg to take a business course down there so they'd help him about getting him the army, see if he. And he was drafted there before he was expected. Didn't do him much good. He took several examinations and went to California, and they sent him to more school. Of course, sent him to officer training school and all that. But the war got too serious, and they dropped him back in the infantry. Very hardest thing in the whole year. Captain Kane next to Grenada. They sent him over there and put him out on them drilling field like to kill the boy. But he finally went on the course and stood it, and he got over there and had a lick in the eye, disfigured one of his eye, but he finally come out of it, and he stayed off at the front for long enough to save his life. All of his company was killed, you know, while he was in the hospital.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he went back in the company and helped him finish up and stayed over there till it was all over with. He was top sergeant. He stayed over there till it was all over with and came back home pretty well whipped down and everything. Didn't know what he wanted to do, so he made up his mind he wanted